Hare Krishna. The mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I'm sitting on this seat today. So I request the blessings from all the devotees present here that I can say something that is beneficial to you as well as myself. So thank you very much for being present today. So this morning we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, entitled "The Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places," and the text is starting from 201, 201 to 218. So from 201 to 218, 217, there's no purport. So rather than just read it like in a parrot fashion, I'd like to just touch on each, although there's no purport, just to look at the words, basically, and bring it out a little bit, because it's a beautiful story. If who hasn't read the Ramayana? Who doesn't know the story of Sitaram, Lakshman, and Hanuman? So everyone knows it. So it's nice to enter into that, you know, domain and get some insight about pastimes of the Ramayana. So we'll just bring out the words Prabhupada as like translated. It's so beautiful, you just can't just miss it. It's so lovely to read. So I was reading Krishna Dham's Ramayana, very graphic, very beautiful. I encourage you to read it. So there was a lot of things came out there for me. So if there's anything that I'm saying, whatever, then you can read that book and everything will, come out from there. So we just invocate some praise to Lord Chaitanya so he gives us some mercy. So, yeah, we're just going to go back a little bit because the stories are going backwards and forward, backwards and forwards all the time. So here on his travels, Lord Chaitanya has stopped by some Brahmins who are reading the Kurma Purana. And Lord Chaitanya is listening to the Kurma Purana. So before that, I'd like to give a little description of the pastimes of Ramdas Vipra. Ramdas Vipra heard about Lord Chaitanya, and he was very attracted and very much appreciating Lord Chaitanya's travels. So he wanted to invite Lord Chaitanya to his residence. But we have to understand that Ramdas Vipra was a worshipper of Lord Ram. He was very deeply absorbed in the worship of Lord Ram. So he invited Lord Chaitanya to his place, but he was so absorbed in his worship of Lord Ram that he forgot to cook for Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya performed his afternoon duties and he came over and he asked Ramdas Vipra, "Where is my lunch?" And Ramdas Vipra said, "How do you expect me to cook? We're in the forest. Where are we going to get food from? Vegetables and fruits for cooking." This is his absorption, internal absorption. And then he said, "Only when Lakshman picks the fruits and the vegetables, he will give it to Sita and Sita will cook. Then I can cook." But Lord Chaitanya wasn't upset or anything. He was very elated, very happy that here's a bhakta so absorbed in his puja internally, he's actually serving, you know, the Lord. So that was a little pastime, and it will come out again in later pages, but I just wanted to tell that little story that how we ourselves can actually get absorbed, you know, absorbed ourselves in serving the Lord. we may not be able to enter into the pastimes that deeply, like Ram Dass Bipra. I mean, some of you may do already, but I haven't experienced that. So we can absorb ourselves in such a way that we feel a little happiness, you know, from what we're doing. So this Ram Dass Bipra was experiencing that, but Lord Chaitanya was pleased that he had so much dedication. So Lord Chaitanya was very happy about this listening to the Kurma Purana, and he asked to take it so he can copy it, because this Kurma Purana was very old and tattered. I heard Kripa Moy say, every 100 years, things have to be written down because they get so old and deteriorated. So they have to be rewritten. So Lord Chaitanya, he wanted to copy this, and he asked the Brahmins to, you know, allow him to do that. So we'll start reading. So, and then as we go, we can touch on a little summary. I will read, and I'll read the translation, then we come to the last one, then we can actually read it, and then the audience can repeat. Pativrata Siromani Janaka Nandini Jagati Ramata Sita Ramira Grihini. Srimati Sita Devi is the mother of the three worlds and the wife of Lord Ramachandra. Among chaste women, she is supreme, and she is the daughter of King Janak. So this is coming from the Kurma Purana, these verses. So here, Pativrat, Pati can also, Prabhupada translated as a chaste woman, but Pati can also mean husband, and Vrat can also mean a vow. So Pativrat is one who takes a vow, and Sita took this vow, very strict vow, that Lord Ram will be her husband. She took this vow. And then I looked at the Oxford Dictionary, what this chaste means, just to, you know, solidify for my own, understanding. And it says that one who abstains from extramarital affairs. So Sita was one-track-minded. She was in complete control of herself. She is considered to be a chaste woman in the three worlds. So she had one-track-minded about serving her husband. And there's four things that you will see here in this verse, which brings out her qualities. So she was the mother of the three worlds. She was the wife of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram. She was the topmost woman in chastity. And she was also the daughter of King Janak, which makes her princess. So she was very elevated personality, but she had all the qualities of a chaste woman. So this is just the first translation of 201. So we come to 202. Ravana deki sita laila aginira saranam. Ravana hoite agni kaila sita ki avaranam. Translation. When Ravana came to kidnap Mother Sita and she saw him, she took shelter of the fire god Agni. The fire god covered the body of Mother Sita, and this way she was protected from the hands of Ravana. So it explains here that Ravana kidnapped Sita, but in actual fact, he didn't kidnap Sita. He kidnapped, it's explained, that he kidnapped Maya Sita, illusory Sita. And so he was a big demon. He was cheated. He He was cheated into thinking that he was kidnapping the real Sita, but he wasn't. So Sita could see the motives. She could see the motives of Ravana. And then she took shelter of the fire god. So just want to go into a little story here about the atrocities of Ravana. Ravana is a person that is so demoniac. He looks for beautiful girls all over the universe. As soon as he got his boon from Lord Brahma, he was creating havoc. He had his followers, demoniac followers. He'd fly in the sky. He went to Kuvera. He stole Kuvera's chariot. And in Kuvera's chariot, he was moving around the universe looking for what else he could get. So we're going to go into a story about how atrocious behavior this Ravana has. I want to go into a little story about Vedavati. You know, everyone knows the story about Vedavati. Most know. So Vedavati was a young girl who was totally absorbed in the worship of Lord Vishnu. So she had a lot of suitors. Her father was a great sage, a king. She was also a princess. And so she wanted Vishnu as her husband. And her father wanted to marry her somebody, but she didn't want to marry. So she went into some beautiful place where she sat down in deep meditation of Lord Vishnu. She was very beautiful. She had black, long, curly hair which reached her waist. She was so outstanding, but she sat in deep meditation. So when Ravana went past, he saw this beautiful woman. And he was so mesmerized by her beauty. And he was thinking, how is it possible a beautiful woman like this could be, you know, sitting in meditation? She should be enjoyed by somebody. And the first thing he was thinking, I will get her to be part of my other co-wives so she could live with me and I could enjoy her. That's his thought. So in this meditation, he descended asking his other demoniac friends to remain at a distance. So he came down and he was speaking to Vedavati. I just want to read what I wrote here a little bit. Where did I write that? Yeah. So Ravana asked a few questions and she said she's absorbed in Lord Vishnu and she's waiting for him somehow to be her husband one day. And Ravana laughed, you know, his loud laughter. I don't know if you saw the plays, Bhaktivedanta Manor plays. You know, whoever takes part as Ravana, they continuously laugh, loud laughs. So this is what he was doing. He laughed very loudly, and he said, who is this Vishnu when she said this? When he was trying to be insulting, she became very angry, and then he leaned forward, grabbed hold of her hair, and to a woman, her hair is beauty. She always like wants to look nice, wants to comb her hair. I mean, this wasn't the mood of Vedavati, but he touched her. He contaminated her by touching her hair. And because she was such a powerful and such a chaste woman, she had some mystical powers. Her hand was transformed into a knife and she cut where Ravana was holding her hand. And she said that you have contaminated this body. So she created a fire. Before she entered the fire, she told him, so this story is connected. She said, there will be a woman that will cause your death. And that will be the end of your dynasty. So that was the curse. He got the first curse from her, and she entered into fire and she disappeared. But then he continued, Ravana continued with his bad behavior with his, you know, friends. And he traveled around, and then he went to the abode of Lord Shiva. And these, you can see how all these stories are connected with each other. So he went to Lord Shiva's place, and he saw Nandi, the bull, there. Because he saw Nandi from a distance, he saw him to be having a monkey feature face. He saw him. And then when he descended a little, Nandi, the bull, Lord Shiva's carrier, said to him, look, you're not allowed in this place. This is the abode of Lord Shiva. You should leave. And he burst out laughing again and said, who are you to tell me what to do? So he descended and he wanted to destroy Kailash Mountain, Ravana, so bad. He put his hands underneath the mountain to crush it. When he did that, Parvati went off balance. And then she said, oh, my dear husband, she was speaking to Lord Shiva. She said, my dear husband, something is going on. What is it? So Lord Shiva, of course, he knows everything, you know. So he said, don't worry, Devi. I'll sort this out. So he placed his foot forward, right foot forward, and he pressed down. When he pressed down, Ravana couldn't get his hands off. He was stuck under the mountain. And then he's trying to pull and pull. He's just like the bow, you know, the bow that was there for Sita. Whoever broke the bow would have a hand in marriage. And so many princes tried and they couldn't break it. Eventually Lord Ram came and he broke. So this is, he couldn't. He's trying his mighty best to pull. He couldn't. So anyway, his followers, demoniac friends, said to him, you need to chant some Shiva mantras, chant some prayers, you know, incantations, because Lord Shiva is very easily pleased. So they did this. And eventually, somehow, Lord Shiva did get pleased and released, and he got released. So, and then Parvati cursed him. See, there's another curse for him. So in the future, you can see all these curses play a part in Lord Ram's dealings with Sita Devi. So she said, you will die by the birth, through the birth of a woman. So again, he will die by, you know, by a woman's birth. Yeah, so now we'll carry on reading. I hope I'm not taking too much time. So we're on 203 on Imaya Sita Ravana Nila Sunila Akani Suni Mahaprabhu Oila Andita Mani. Upon hearing from the Kurma Purana how Ravana had kidnapped a false form of Sita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very satisfied. So you can see in three texts here, Lord Chaitanya is very, very pleased when he hears the story of the Kurma Brahman, Kurma Purana. 204. Sitalanam Sri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Anuman ki jai, Sri Kornitai ki jai. Translation, the fire god Agni took away the real Sita and brought her to the place of Parvati, goddess Durga. An illusory form of Mother Sita was then delivered to Ravana, and this way Ravana was cheated. We went through that, how Ravana was cheated, he got the illusory Sita, and Agni took the real Sita to Parvati. So he was destroying Kailash, and Parvati gave the curse. Now Parvati is getting Sita for safekeeping. So we're going on to 205. Raghunatha si abhi ravane marila agni pariksha diti abhi sitare anila. After Ravana was killed by Lord Ramachandra, Sita Devi was brought before the fire and tested. So that was the test. The real Sita, the illusory Sita disappeared and the real Sita came out. Tabi maya sita agni kari antardana satya sita anidila rama vidyamana. When the illusory Sita was brought before the fire by Lord Ramachandra, the fire god made the illusory form disappear and delivered the real Sita to Lord Ramachandra. 207. Suninaina praburandita hoilamana ramadasa viprerara kata hoilam smarana. So again, Lord Chaitanya heard the story, he was very pleased, and he remembered the words of Ramdas Vipra. So happiness, we were just talking about that, happiness comes from absorbing oneself in service. Ramdas Vipra was absorbed in service, so he found some pleasure, and he was entering the pastimes of the Lord. So the story, Radha Raman Maharaj, he gave the other day, and he was talking about Vidura's wife. Vidura's wife, she was, Krishna appeared at the house of Vidura, and she was so excited to see Krishna that she totally absorbed herself in Krishna and his pastime. So she wanted to give him something to eat. She took a banana and peel the banana and throw the fruit away and feeding him the banana skin. So this was Vidura's wife. And then when her husband came, he was so upset with his wife. He said, "What are you doing? Feeding the skin of a banana to Krishna." And then he realized, you know, she was absorbed in ecstasy of seeing Krishna. Sabha Siddhanta Suni Prabhure Andit. Oh, we read that. Text 209. Nutana Patralekana Pushpake Dio Ilam Tratiti Lagi Puratana Patra Magi Nilam. Since the Kurma Purana was very old, the manuscript was also very old, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took possession of the original leaves in order to have direct evidence. The text was copied onto new leaves in order that the Purana be replaced. We've done that. We went over that. So 210, Pachalana Puna Dakshina Maturaila Ramadasa Viprese Pacha Anidila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then returned to southern Madurai and delivered the original manuscript of the Kurma Purana to Ramdas. So you can see here our Lord Chaitanya is showing special mercy to Ramdas Vipra. He didn't get lunch the first time, so now he's going again to the Brahman to see, you know, if he's going to get some. Well, he's not going for lunch, but he's taking these original Kurma Puranas back to Ramdas Vipra. So he returned the copy of the Kurma Puranas, and Ramdas Vipra was so happy to see Lord Chaitanya. He offered his obeisances again and again, crying tears of joy and happiness. So we're on 211 and 12. Sitya raditu vinas chaya sitam ajinyayat tam jaharadas agriva sita vai puram gata pariksha samya vanim chaya sita viveshasa vani sitam saminya tat purustad aninayat. Translation: when he was petitioned by Mother Sita, the fire god Agni brought forth an illusory form of Sita, and Ravana, who had 10 heads, kidnapped the false Sita. The original Sita then went to the abode of the fire god. When Lord Ramachandra tested the body of Sita, it was the false one, illusory Sita, that entered the fire. At that time, the fire god brought the original Sita from his abode and delivered her to Lord Ramachandra. So we went over that story. These two verses are taken from the Kurma Purana. Text 213, Pachamana Viprera Oila Anditamana Prabhura Charane Dari Kariya Krandanam. Ramdas Vipra was very pleased to receive the original leaf manuscript of the Kurma Purana and immediately fell down before the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to cry. So we went over that. 214, Viprakai Tumi Shakshat Sri Raghunandana Sanyasera Veshimora Dila Darshanam. After receiving the manuscript, the Brahman, being very pleased, said, "Sir, you are Lord Ramachandra himself and have come in the dress of a sannyasi to give me audience." So, yeah, Ramdas Vipra has got the realization that he's got special mercy from Lord Chaitanya. And through this mercy, he could understand from within that Lord Chaitanya is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Chaitanya has given him that vision and given him that special mercy. So we can see, when we look at other stories, we can remember Ramananda Roy as well, in the same situation. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with Ramananda Roy, and he showed Ramananda Roy his Radha Krishna form as Lord Chaitanya. So this brought a lot of happiness to Ramananda Roy. So there's so many pastimes like this. Prabhupada said, if we absorb ourselves, we're following the four regulative principles, we chanting our 16 rounds, and we follow everything as it's given in Guru Parampara and by the spiritual master, one day we'll be able to see Krishna face to face. I'm sure some of you have seen already, but I can't guarantee that for myself. But he said one day it's guaranteed that we'll be able to see Krishna. So we should be continuing with determination, faith, and conviction that this is the process we want. So we won't take birth again in this material world. Birth, death, old age, and disease is for the materialist. For ones who don't believe that there is ultimately a God, a Supreme Lord, Supreme God, he may come in so many different forms, to help us along, you know, as children, as conditioned souls, as his part and parcel, as his children. He's the seed-giving father. We know he's the topmost father. So if we follow, we will attain the goal. So we on to 14, 15, sorry. Mahatuka hoile mora karila nistara ajimora kari biksha karangira. My dear sir, you have delivered me from a very unhappy condition. I request that you take your lunch at my place Please accept this invitation. 216, due to my mental distress, I could not give you a very nice lunch the other day. Now, by good fortune, you have come again to my home. So, Lord Chaitanya, as I said, is blessing Ramdas Vipra. 217. Etabali se vipra suki pake kaila utama pakri prakari prabuke biksha karela. Saying this, the Brahmin very happily cooked food, and at first class and a first class dinner was served to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in the story, we're going to go to 2018. In the story before, Ramdas Vipra, he didn't want to eat. He wanted to fast because of Sita being touched. Then Lord Chaitanya mentioned, how can you be so unintelligent, you know? How can the Supreme Personality of Godhead's wife, who is the goddess of fortune, be touched by a demon, you know? So he's trying to pacify Ramdas Vipra. And he was very happy to agree with Lord Chaitanya. So today we'll start with the verse today. There's not much time, but I'm going to read something from what Prabhupada quoted at the end of this the purport. He said that in 2018, at the end, he said, the Tamarari Pani River is also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.39. And for me, I think Prabhupada made this this line here about the Srimad Bhagavatam, because I looked at the Srimad Bhagavatam and it has 3 pages of purport, this verse, and it gives details, so much details of how one can go back home, back to Godhead. We'll read the translation and then I'll pick out, highlight the points that Prabhupada is making. Then we can go on if anyone has questions. So we on today's verse say Ratri Tahan Rahi Tanre Kripa Kari Pandya Deshi Tamraparni Kela Gorahari. Say Ratri Tahan Rahi Tandre Kripa Kari Pandya Deshi Tamra Parni Gela Gora Hari. It's easy, so you can don't have to do it 3 times. Anyone? Tandre Kripa Kari. Say Ratrita Ladies, please. Say Ratrita Hanrai Tanre Kripa Kari. Say Ratrita Hanrai Tanre Kripa Kari. Say Ratri, that night, Tahan, there, Rahi, staying, Tanre, unto the Brahmana, Kripakare, showing mercy, Pandyadeshe, in the country known as Pandyadesh, Tamraparni, to the river named Tamraparni. Gela
went.
Gaurahari.
Lord Sri Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that night in the house of the Brahman. Then after showing him mercy, the Lord started toward the Tamraparini River in Pandyadesh. Please repeat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
passed that night
in the house of the Brahman.
Then after showing him mercy,
the Lord started toward the Tamrari River in Pandyadesh. Pandyadesh is situated in the southern part of India, known as Kerala and Kola. In all these areas, there were many kings with the title Pandya, who ruled over Madurai and Rameshwara. In the Ramayana, the Tamraparni River is mentioned. The Tamraparni, also known as Purunai, flows through Tirunelveli before entering the Bay of Bengal. The Tamraparni River is also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.39. So, we'll let Srimad Bhagavatam take over now. So, the translation, there's 38, 39, and 40, three in one verse, and Prabhupada says on 38, 39. But this is relevant, the whole purport is relevant to today's class. Translation. I'm not going to read the three verses, they're quite long verses. My dear king, the inhabitants of Satya Yuga and other ages eagerly desire to take their birth in the age of Kali. Since in this age there will be many devotees of the Supreme Lord Narayan, these devotees will appear in various places, but will be especially numerous in South India. O Master of men, in the age of Kali, those persons who drink the waters of the holy rivers of Dravida Desh, such as the Tamra Parni, Kritamala, Pious Vini, the extremely pious Kaveri, and the Pratichi Mahanadi, will also all be pure-hearted devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. So all these rivers that's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita are very, very auspicious rivers, and we are encouraged to go there and take our baths. I was remembering the story of the Ganges, Mother Ganga. She didn't even want to descend because she's such a powerful personality. She said, who did you say to? Brihaspati? She spoke to a great sage, I can't remember his name, but she said, only if I, sorry? Bhagirath. Only if I have a person powerful enough to take the pressure of my descent, will I come. So he said, yes, I got somebody. And he appointed Lord Shiva to do that. Lord Shiva, you know, he has matted locks. So he twirled it around his head for Mother Ganges to enter there. So, but then she made another request. She said, I cannot descend there because all the sinful people in Kali Yuga that situated the material world, they're going to come and take bath in my waters. And what's going to happen? They're going to leave all the sinful activities in my waters. And he said, don't worry about that. That can be solved. When they come and take the bath and leave the sins there, all the great personalities, the saints, the sages, pure devotees, will also come and take the bath there. So that will be nullified. So hence, the Ganges is always pure anytime anyone can take a bath there. So that was one thing I remembered. And actually, I didn't tell the story of a chaste woman as well, because Sita was very, very chaste, and there's examples given about the story in Chaitanya Charitamrita, actually, about, I think it's a very nice story to remember, about the chastity of a woman in Antilila 2057, the power of a chaste woman is explained there. This is the story of the Brahmin suffering from leprosy. He still had some lusty desires to enjoy other women, even though he was in this, disabled body. But his wife was very chaste, and she accepted his proposal. So she went to the house of this prostitute to serve her, so this woman could serve her husband. So in this way, she was serving, and then her husband was met. How does the story go? I forgot. But he was meant to be dying.
Yeah, so basically, on his way back, he touched, because he was suffering from leprosy, he touched a Brahmin, and Brahmin was very
sick. The Brahmin cursed him. Okay, so yes, I lost my train of thought. Sorry about that. So, yeah, as he was, he touched leprosy, he touched the Brahmin, he was cursed by the Brahmin, and he came home, and then his wife found out that he was going to die. And she was very powerful. She was a very chaste woman. By her chastity, she could stop the movement of the sun. That's how powerful she was. And then she brought, Lord Shiva and Vishnu were so pleased with their austerity and the way she fulfills her husband's wishes that, she brought her husband back to life. And he was cured of leprosy. That's the story I wanted to say about the power of a chaste woman. Okay, so here I'm just going to highlight some of the things Prabhupada says in these three pages. He says, one of the things he says, Muktanam apisidanam narayana parayana sadurlabha prasannatma kotish api mahamuni. O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayan or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. It's not very easy to get devotees. I mean, we have how many billion people? How many million people in the UK? 70 million. And how many we have here? About 100 devotees, you know. So the devotees are very rare, very, very rare. We have to be appreciative of devotees. Who was it? Madhavendra Puri said that if one chants the name Krishna once is a devotee, we shouldn't be looking at devotees, oh, he's a new devotee, he's an old devotee, he's a mature senior devotee. You know, we put labels on devotee. As long as someone understands the super soul, Krishna is within the heart of all living entities, then he's starting his journey. He's a devotee. So we have to remember that. So the next verse that Prabhupada got here is, this is a very famous one. I'm sure Govinda will relate to that. Go Hari Nams and Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastrikai, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siriyoi. The Vedic of all revealed scripture is that by even a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can attain all success. So it says, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, the words kvachit, kvachit in this verse indicate that in Kali Yuga, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya will appear in Godadish in the district of Nadia. And from this pivot point, he will gradually expand the flood of love of Godhead to cover the entire earth. So we got it from Prabhupada, how this entire earth is going to be covered with the holy name. And that's only going to be done if we continuously chant the holy names and give it out to others through Harinam Sankirtan. Who goes on Harinam? Not every day, but, you know, at least sometime in their life, they've been on a Harinam, chanting the holy name so others can hear and become devotees. It's nice. We'll have to all do it. All of us will have to do that. It's amazing if we regulate ourselves, we, you know, relish the sound vibration. Many exalted devotees, such as Sri Advaita, also take birth in Godadish. The process of chanting the holy name of Krishna, Krishna Kirtan, is not limited to Kali Yuga. In the Vishnu Dharma, in relation to the story of fallen son of Kshatriya, so the story is given there. There's a lot here going on, but we won't go through all of them. And this is the famous one. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Klonasteva, Nasteva, Gatiranyata. In this age of Kali, there is no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative. Three times. No other alternative but the chanting of the holy name. For spiritual progress than any other holy name. The holy name of the Lord. So this is from the Brihannardiya Purana 38.126. As proved by all these evidence, the statement in the Bhagavatam that spiritually advanced person worship the age of Kali due to the facilities offered in this age by the Lord is not at all contradictory. So we can understand that this age, even the demigods, they say, is queuing up to take birth in this material world because of this, the power of the holy name, Krishna, in the form of his name. Krishna and his name is non-different. We see that. So I will stop there. We have 15 minutes. And if anyone wants to add anything or anything there, any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu. Just wait the mic.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the wonderful class. I wanted to expand on the topic of you've mentioned in the commentaries, the latest commentaries which you made about that we should not see devotees in any different way. We should see devotees as equal, irrespective of their length of service and their maturity. And would that be also the case of us approaching non-devotees when we speak to them about Krishna? Because I was thinking this morning when we were coming to the temple about how if you speak to someone and if you actually address Paramatma in their heart and if you say, I really value you, and you speak to the Paramatma in their heart, if you value Paramatma, value Krishna in them, I was thinking that this person is going to cry. I just imagine that saying that sentence to a person, and then I imagine the response from that person that they might start crying, actually, because then I imagine how the second bird who eats then lifts the head up and looks at the bird who watches them. Mm-hmm. And which is Paramatma. So I just thought maybe if we speak to people outside us and addressing Paramatma within them, maybe then that would really awaken them and touch them in that way. So that's why I wanted to ask if that's the right approach.
That's beautiful approach. Beautiful approach. Yeah, you're seeing every individual as part and parcel of Krishna. When you're preaching to people, you're preaching to, you know, the living force within them, the super soul, and you're preaching to them in that way. I read, you know, you get these little calendar and you get quotes, different quotes. Srila Prabhupada addresses. So Prabhupada said once about Sankirtan, when you're distributing books, when someone doesn't take a book or doesn't want to listen to you, you shouldn't feel like discouraged or, you know, upset or whatever the case may be, because the super soul or voice is telling the person, you're not ready for it yet. You're not ready for it this time. But they came in contact with a devotee. In the future, they might get prasadam, they might get leaflet, they might, so many things may happen, but they started their journey. If they didn't take anything, they had the association of a devotee. So we always have a positive approach, and you know, whether they take it or they don't take it, they started their journey. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
very
Hare
much.
Krishna.
Thank you.
Anyone else? No? Okay. Stop there. We've got 10 minutes before breakfast, so you're doing very well, and I'm doing well. Srimata Trantadat, what's this? Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo.